We often read that a still small voice is in each of us. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. It's a voice guiding our path, discerning right from wrong, helping us make decisions that will forever be part of our lives. It is our moral conscience, formed over time, based on the natural law, honed by our experiences, reading, and upbringing, calling us to love and do good and avoid evil. That still small voice enables us to take responsibility for our actions and decisions. Our conscience is the best judge and jury of how we're leading our lives. When we make a good decision, the inner good feeling we get causes us to want to do it again. It leaves an indelible mark on our conscience. When we make a bad choice, the guilt felt leads to a conversion. A conscious willingness to change will give us hope and mercy and the will to make the right decisions in the future. That's what's called forming a good conscience. When we reflect on our lives, we can recall times when we have slipped and have gone against that still small voice. Even though our conscience knew what was right, we decided to ignore it and made a bad choice. And each of us can recall times when we listened to our conscience, made the right moral choice, and immediately knew that God was guiding our path. In jail ministry, I have met many good people who have made poor choices. They choose drugs, alcohol, sex, greed, a result of their lack of a well-formed conscience. In our talks, we try to instill the desire to make better decisions and to have some successes that they can build on to better form moral compass. Having trouble making the right moral decisions? Does your conscience bother you with the actions you take that go against that still small voice in your heart? Do you take that one more hit of heroin, one more shot of alcohol, or smoke one more joint, even though your conscience is telling you to stop? Do you quietly and secretly seek out pornography on the internet while your spouse and children are in the next room with that still small voice begging you to stop and asking you why? Are you still hiding that wedding ring when you travel for business, hoping to meet someone for casual sex when your conscience is telling you what a beautiful family you have at home waiting for your return? Are you trying to diet, but still sneaking that afternoon candy bar and hoping it doesn't matter, when that still small voice is telling you that you're sabotaging your health and your diet success? What can we do to help form a better conscience? What can we do to be attentive to that still small voice that moves toward good and rejects evil? The Catechism of the Catholic Church gives us some good guidelines. One, realize that the formation of conscience is a lifelong task. We are constantly taught through the practice of the virtues. We can cure our fears, selfishness, and pride. And as a result, we get peace of heart. Number two, in the formation of conscience, the Word of God is the light for our path. As we study the Bible, listen to homilies at Mass, get good advice from our parents, the advice and guidance of people we admire, and daily prayer, we form a stronger conscience and the ability to call on it when faced with tough moral decisions. Number three, our conscience must be informed and judgment enlightened. If we don't have well-formed consciences, then we are vulnerable to the negative influences of others. We've got to work at it. And four, we must follow a couple of rules. One, never do evil that good may result from it. Two, follow the golden rule of do unto others what you wish others to do to you. And three, do nothing to make your brother stumble. A clear, well-formed conscience is liberating. It brings us closer to our Lord. It gives us a healthy and happier life. It gives us a pure heart and a sincere faith. In the quiet of your heart, listen. What is that still, small voice telling you? This is Tony Agnese.